Harper Audio presents The Mandibles by Lionel Shriver, performed by George Newbern. Chapter 1. Gray Water. Don't use clean water to wash your hands. Intended as a gentle reminder, the admonishment came out shrill. Florence didn't want to seem like what her son would call a boomer poop, but still, the rules of the household were simple. Esteban consistently flouted them. There were ways of establishing that you weren't under any somewhat older woman's thumb without wasting water. He was such a cripplingly handsome man that she'd let him get away with almost anything else. "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned," Esteban muttered, dipping his hands into the plastic tub in the sink that caught runoff. Shreds of cabbage floated around the rim. "That doesn't make sense, does it?" Florence said. "When you've already used the clean to use the gray?"
"Only doing what I'm told," her partner said.
"That's a first."
"What's put you in such a good mood?"
Esteban wiped his now greasy hands on an even greasier dish towel. Another rule, a roll of paper towels lasts 6 weeks.
"Something go wrong at Adelphi?"
"Things go nothing but wrong at Adelphi," she grumbled. "Drugs, fights, theft, screaming babies with eczema. That's what homeless shelters are like. Honestly, I'm bewildered by why it's so hard to get the residents to flush the toilet, which is the height of luxury in this house."
"I wish you'd find something else."
"I do, too. But don't tell anybody. It would ruin my sainted reputation." Florence returned to slicing cabbage, an economical option even at $20. She wasn't sure how much more of the vegetable her son could stand. Others were always agog at the virtuousness of her having taken on such a demanding, thankless job for 4 long years. But assumptions about her angelic nature were off base. After she'd scraped from one poorly paid, often part-time position to another, whatever wide-eyed altruism had motivated her moronic double major in American Studies and Environmental Policy at Barnard had been beaten out of her almost entirely. Half her jobs had been eliminated because an innovation became abruptly obsolete. She'd worked for a company that sold electric long underwear to save on heating bills. And then suddenly, consumers only wanted heated underwear backed by electrified graphene. Other positions were eliminated by what in her 20s were called bots, but which displaced American workers now called robs for obvious reasons. Her most promising position was at a startup that made tasty protein bars out of cricket powder. Yet once Hershey's mass-produced a similar but notoriously oily product, the market for insect-based snacks tanked. So when she came across a post in a city shelter in Fort Greene, she'd applied from a combination of desperation and canniness. The one thing New York City was bound never to run out of was homeless people.
"Mom," Willing asked quietly in the doorway, "isn't it my turn for a shower?"
Her 13-year-old had last bathed only 5 days ago, and knew full well they were all allotted one shower per week. They went through cases of comb-in dry shampoo. Willing complained, too, that standing under their ultra-conservation showerhead was like going for a walk in the fog. True, the fine spray made it tricky to get conditioner out, but then the answer wasn't to use more water. It was to stop using conditioner.
"Maybe not quite yet, but go ahead," she relented. "Don't forget to turn off the water while you're soaping up."
"I get cold." His delivery was flat. It wasn't a complaint, it was a fact.
"I've read that shivering is good for your metabolism," Florence said.
"Then my metabolism must be awesome," Willing said dryly, turning heel. The mockery of her dated vernacular wasn't fair. She'd learned ages ago to say malicious.
"If you're right, and this water thing will only get worse," Esteban's
sample complete. Ready to continue?